Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, guys, we want to welcome live in studio, good friend of mine back in the day.
Hey.
Man, crazy.
We go back.
We do. Josh Chamberlain in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes. Josh, of course, is with Go Green OC, nonprofit organization out of Ocean City. So we'll get into that. You've also written a book recently. We'll get into that. Mm-hmm. But we graduated together, Stephen Decatur, class of 99.
Oh, you mentioned the year. Okay.
Yes, you got to go there.
I specifically walked in here. I was like, yes. You mentioned that year, Bill. I'm walking out.
Man, crazy. Time flies,
oh my
doesn't
God.
It? So first off, how's life? How's everything going for you?
It's fantastic.
Good.
Really. Good.
I feel like I'm on a new journey. I said the second half of my life, I'm going to dedicate towards helping people.
Okay.
Like, that's my goal, you know?
That's great.
I love that.
Now, you also did, through high school, like I did, you did the communication arts program.
Oh, we did.
And you did. Now, I was trying to think about it. Like, did you do it after I did?
No, we worked on Channel 19 together.
Okay, so we were in the same class at one point.
Yes.
And what segments, do you remember what segments you had?
We just went out in the field and did random fishing segments.
Okay.
And school, I did like a school video with Mr. Sterner, like, welcome to Stephen Decatur.
But,
like,
but you were in it. Yeah, I mean, you were in it too. Like, you, it wasn't just a class for you because you really like enjoyed it and embraced it. And you
sparked, actually, that moment in my sophomore year in high school changed my entire life because Mr. Sterner, our teacher, came up to me after I edited this video for Stephen Decatur, and he was like, you know, this is a job, right? And I had no idea that that world existed. Mm-hmm. Up until that point, I wanted to be a crime scene investigator like my dad. And he was like, yeah, you can get paid to like edit videos and shoot videos.
Oh my
gosh. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And that is the moment when the seed was planted in my life. And I went home to my mom, who's listening right now probably, and I said, Mom, like, I know what I'm going to do. And I was like 14 years old, and I was like, I'm going to work in TV and film. And she was like, there's only one place in the world you need to go, and that's Hollywood. I didn't even know what Hollywood was.
Right.
Yeah.
So I went back to Decatur. I opened up an encyclopedia, and I remember finding Hollywood in Los Angeles, and there was a picture of a girl on roller skates in a bikini, and I was like, I am going to this Hollywood. And then that's how my career got started.
Wow.
Gosh.
Wow. Yeah. Did you ever do anything after that, like when you know, high school was done, or like, you know, as far as like film and...
Yeah, I went to Salisbury University, and I graduated, and I moved right to Los Angeles, and I lived there for 12 years.
You know what? I think I remember that. Yeah.
I built my entire career from the ground up, and people were like, you're not going to make it in Hollywood. You're from Berlin, Maryland. Like, what are you going to do out there? And I ended up meeting the biggest celebrities and studios in the world, and I still work for them right now from remotely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That is awesome.
So out of Berlin, Maryland, comes some of the biggest trailers.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Hey.
I like it.
We represent. Man. We represent.
So you still are doing some work out there.
Yeah. The film industry is going through a really bad time right now.
Okay.
But I do work for some of the biggest people in the industry.
Any names you can mention that you work with?
I've worked for Will Smith for 15 years. And
wow.
Him and I are... Yeah, I met him randomly, and we just established a relationship, and I've done work for some of the biggest studios and films on the planet, like Bad Boys 4, Jumanji, Zombieland, Emancipation on Apple TV. Like, I've really been through some of the top films.
Incredible.
That is so
incredible.
Neat.
I've never been to California or LA.
Yeah,
So coming from Berlin, you know,
God,
please do
crazy.
Tell.
You gotta think, I lived on a farm with goats. And I moved to Los Angeles not knowing anything about it. And it rocked my world. I mean, I was introduced to things I had never seen in my life. Like, just the people and the movement of the city and the vibe and the vibration of things. And like, I love the hustle. Like when I go to LA, mm-hmm. I honestly feel like that's my home. And there's something about it that really like inspires me mm-hmm. as a creative person. Mm-hmm. Those are my people. Like they're just like always doing films and writing and doing art. And, you know, it's just so much to do, museums and hiking and just like, it's life changing.
It's a different world.
Wow. Different right. world.
How yeah. often do you get out there now?
I try to go like once every 2 months. I'm going next month to a thing called VidCon, which is basically a YouTube convention. I discovered it 4 years ago. I take my two boys and you literally meet the biggest YouTube stars on the planet at VidCon. It is the most craziest thing and they love it. And kids don't want to meet celebrities anymore.
Well, they are the celebrities.
They are the celebrities.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
YouTubers are the celebrities. That's the future of media and film is your guy next door who's making videos in the grocery store. Like, that's the future.
Well, that's why, you know, I mean, when you came in here, that's why we're live on TikTok. We're live on Facebook. We're live. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. So, you know, do you do anything like any podcasting or, you know, you're more behind the scenes, right?
I'm more behind the scenes. I'm a producer and editor. So after my book, I think I'm moving into different areas, podcasting and things like that. But mm-hmm. my main wheelhouse is producing and editing and marketing content for films and television.
Mm. Wow. And it all started with Sterner.
Sterner planted that seed. He has no idea.
Isn't that incredible?
It's
like,
so cool.
There's so many people who have come out of Stephen Decatur High School who, you know, go back to Sterner.
Yes.
To that man and, you know, talk about how they have formed this career and they've gone and they've done different things. I mean, you and I both are in the field, you know, John Chester, Kenny Messer, Erica Kramer. I mean, all these people, you know, like you can just name there and there's tons more mm-hmm. who, you know, Rob Korb's a photographer, you know, I mean, like all this stuff. It's just amazing. It's crazy.
I live on the theme of everything you do in life matters. Everything you say in life matters. The smallest little moment, Mr. Sterner took 11 seconds to tell me something, and it changed the entire direction of my life.
Wow.
And what you say to people matters. What mm-hmm. you say to your mm-hmm. kids matters. Like, you're planting seeds every single day. Even if the person working at the grocery store, and you say something kind to them, they might be their last day on the planet. Mm-hmm. And you gave them the hope to move forward. Like, you never know what you're doing in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
incredible.
So true.
Talk to us about Go Green OC.
Yeah.
And, you know, how that started and, you know, tell us about it.
So Go Green is a nonprofit in Ocean City. I heard you mention it earlier. We're trying to transform Ocean City to the first zero waste resort town in the United States. I get a lot of eye rolls when we say that, but we are making incredible progress in that city. We established the largest compost program on the eastern shore of Maryland right here in Ocean City. And in 2 weeks, we're going to hit 1 million pounds of food waste diverted since the life of the program.
Oh my gosh.
We are making, we started with, we have 20 plus businesses working with us right now.
Okay.
And I started it basically just, I mean, long story short, you know, a friend of mine passed away. She was really inspiring to me. She had left behind a great legacy. And I was at her funeral and I was thinking to myself, like, what are people going to say about me? Like, what am I going to leave behind for my boys as they grow older? Like, a piece of me behind. And that's why I started the environmental organization, is to sort of be like, everyone said, but you can't do it. And we can do it. And we are turning concerts into zero waste with recycling and composting. We're shifting businesses over to composting. We're volunteers. We're doing beach cleanups. It's a really good, solid organization run by hundreds of volunteers.
Wow. So you started it like from scratch.
Started it from scratch in 2017.
Okay.
I went to the city council and I said, like, they use an incinerator to burn all their waste and recyclables. And I said, this is not right. We should do something different. And everyone was like, good luck.
Good luck.
And I went to, I consulted with many consultants in the environment sector. And the one guy, Neil Selman, said to me, either A, you have to start a compost program in that city to get started, or B, you have to run for mayor.
Right.
And I was like, I'll do the compost program. So I started with Garvey Heiderman at the Hobbit restaurant. He did a 2-week program with me. We diverted 51% of the waste out of the waste stream, and we were like, oh my gosh, like this could actually be something. Then the next year, we did it for a full year. We diverted 12,000 pounds. Then the next year, we brought on 5 more restaurants. Then we brought on 12. Then we brought on 20. And this year, we're going to do 25, and we're going to hit 1 million pounds.
Gosh.
So we're celebrating on May 23rd at 1 p.m., which is next Friday, at the Convention Center.
Okay.
The mayor will be there, delegates, senator, we'll do some speeches. And we're all just going to celebrate like 1 million pound diversion. It's never been done before on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and I'm super proud of our organization.
Wow. Well, man, congratulations. On the success.
A lot of hard work.
Oh, the volunteers, man. I have to give it to the volunteers. They believe in it. And they, 3 years ago, I was going to actually shut down Go Green OC because nobody would believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, something happened. People saw the progress. And when you stand on our farm on top of 305,000 pounds of food waste and you see the impact we are having, it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And to people out there who are like, oh, I want to be involved in my community and I want to, you know, I want to make friends. Volunteering is the best way to do that. Because when I started this organization, I had 0 friends, mm-hmm. and now I have like 1. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, so, I have 0 right now. I have 1.
So the volunteers, we're all like, you know, there's retired people, there's teenagers, there's 20-year-olds, there's waitresses.
All walks of life.
There's lawyers,
yeah.
There's everybody. Mm-hmm. And it is so great. We're like a family. So get out there and volunteer. It doesn't have to be with us. You can volunteer with anybody. You can mm-hmm. walk some dogs at the Humane Society. If you're feeling a little, you know, like I need some people, come talk to mm-hmm. me. Message me. I'll hook you up.
How can people get up with you guys and find out more about, Go Green OC?
Yeah, just you can Facebook us, Instagram, Go Green OC. You can Google composting in Ocean City. I took over the first 2 pages of that, so you can find me. I'm a social guy. Just come up to me on the street. Be like, hey, what's up?
Yes.
So you said that you went to the town council the first time.
Yes.
And, ooh. You know, you kind of got,
oh,
you know.
Bill.
Oh,
Bill.
Oh, my.
It was bad.
Yeah. And they're like, who's this kid? You know, like you went in
this
there.
Guy?
But then here we are. How many years later?
7
years later. Mm-hmm. And now you say you have this event and, you know, Mayor Rick Meehan's coming, who, you know, we're great friends with.
Yes, we are.
But he's coming and now, you know, you have the support of Ocean City.
City.
You know, do you ever think back or did you ever talk to them about, like...
I've had therapy. I messed up. I'm going to admit that on air. In the very beginning, I'm a very passionate person.
Okay.
And like when you don't see my whole picture, like I come at you. And I'm a very reactive person.
Oh, okay.
And
so you went in there sideways.
I was like, oh yeah. So I did a speech and it did not get accepted very well. And I talked about the incinerator and I was very passionate. I went to the incinerator. I went to Pennsylvania. I met with the families there. I went there 12 times. And I sat with community members. I met children that play around the incinerator. And it really affected me. I got personally sick within 40 minutes of being there because of all the chemicals this thing pumps out.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back hot and I was mad and it was not accepted very well by the community.
Right.
And I will say this, I did mess up on that part. I burned a lot of bridges. But out of that, out of smashing eggs, came a beautiful thing, which is Garvey Heiderman. And he messaged me and he said, bro, you got to calm down. And I will help you with this journey, but you need to stop.
But you need to calm down.
Yes. Because I was on fire. I was like, I'm going to do a documentary. And I was like, and it was the wrong way of approaching it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But out of that came a beautiful thing.
Is that like a class of 99 thing? Because I think I've been, I think I've been told that.
What, like the anger issues?
I've been told that a couple times.
We're like, Seahawks.
Like, bro, like that same quote. I think that needs to be like in one of our quotes for the class. Bro, calm down.
Calm down, bro. That's what he said. I had the message screenshotted. He was like, dude, can we talk?
Yeah.
I was heated, man. And I love people. You know, I'm a very, you know, I connect with people really well. When I see something wrong in the world, I go for it 100%. And since then, we've repaired a lot of relationships.
Good.
The city has done an incredible job at working with us. Mm-hmm. They've actually voted unanimously for the compost program to continue because they see the benefits of it.
Wow.
And now we're a role model, not just for the city or the county or the state. We're a model for the nation. Mm-hmm. Because we have people reaching out to us from all over saying, how are you doing what you're doing in that town? It's an impossible thing to do. It's a resort town. We have an influx of people who do not speak English mm-hmm. and come from all over the world who have never even heard of composting. Mm-hmm. We have no space. We have to be off the street by 9 a.m. because of traffic. Like, the logistics are insane. It's seasonal. So we right. have to be busy between April and November and off in the winter season. Mm-hmm. Like, if Ocean City, Maryland can do it, any city
anybody
can do
can.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And wow. that's what we're working towards.
Josh Chamberlain, head of Go Green OC in studio. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk a little bit more with you about that, your event coming up. Also, I want to talk about the book.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.